بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه أنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا إذا جاء رمضان أن نقول: اللهم سلمني من رمضان، وسلم رمضان لي، وتسلمه مني متقبلا، رواه الطبراني. سيدنا عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us to recite the following dua when Ramadan would arrive. Allahumma sallimni min Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan li, wa tasallamhu minni mutaqabbala. So if we all read that one, Allahumma sallimni min Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan li, wa tasallamhu minni mutaqabbala. What does this dua mean? If you understand the meaning of this dua, it gives us an important message. The first part of the hadith means that, oh Allah, keep me safe in Ramadan and keep Ramadan safe for me. What does this mean? This means that make conditions such that I am able to benefit to the max in Ramadan. That my health remains okay. In terms of my schedule, it remains okay. Something unexpected can happen, and because of that, many days of Ramadan can become busy. So no, as much time is freed up as possible, and I stay away from laziness, I stay away from negligence, so I am able to benefit from the month of Ramadan. So just like the rule in Sharia is, whenever you make dua for something, you have to adopt the means. So we should make this dua continuously, inshallah. We'll put it on the notice board so that we can learn it as well, and read it whenever you lift your hand. But we need to adopt the means as well. And the means is that we make sure that we stay away from negligence as much as possible. Make a timetable, see what time is free, see how we can fill it. See how we can make a timetable in such a way that I avoid wasting time, I avoid falling into sin. As much time as mine is spent in the a'mal of Ramadan, as much time as mine is possibly spent in the masjid. That is what we will have to do from our side as well as the dua. Then the dua will be effective. That is the first message of this dua. And the last sentence of this dua gives us another message. وَتَسَلَّمْهُ مِنِّي مُتَقَبَّلًا. That means that, oh Allah, accept this, take this Ramadan from me in a state that it is accepted. That means all the Ramadan in all together, all the actions of Ramadan, make me carry them out in such a way that they are accepted so that you accept them. If you take a fake note to the counter, to the bank, don't expect it to be accepted. You have a right to complain if you take a real note and then it's turned away. So in the same way, yes, we make a dua to Allah Ta'ala that accept our month of Ramadan, but to do that, we will have to do our best to make sure the notes, the a'mal that we present to Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, they are real notes, they are real a'mal. How are we going to do that? Very simple. Try to make sure every single a'mal of ours in the month of Ramadan, it's not just the a'mal that is done. The a'mal is done as close to possible as the guidance of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Fasting is not just done. No. Fasting is done and as close as possible to the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized that in fasting, as well as staying away from eating, drinking, make sure the tongue and other actions don't involve yourself in sin. So no, I need to perform a fast like that. Tilawah of the Quran. We often focus just on the quantity. But there is an aspect of quality which is important, tajweed, etc. So focus on that as well. That is, so I want to make sure my action is accepted. And likewise, every single action. Salah, no, don't just focus on performing salah. Try to perform salah in the manner shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as much concentration as possible according to the sunnah. With this in mind, that it is more likely to be accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant firstly myself and thereafter all of us tawfiq to practice upon this. Amen.